Kardashian. It's me. The other, well, small.
It's Talkback, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the guests or the callers, Talkback is where Central Louisiana begins its conversation.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome into Talkback here on this Tuesday morning. I'm Al Quartermont. She's Sandra McQuain. Glad you guys could be with us today. How are you?
Oh, good. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's morning. Sometimes it comes awfully quick, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
But we are here today, and we're here with you at 442-8255. At 8:05, we'll have kind of a makeup segment, if you will. Last Wednesday, we had on the folks from CLTCC to talk on our Workforce Wednesday about some of the upcoming open houses and how to enroll for classes for the summer and fall sessions at CLTCC, but we were rudely interrupted by a power outage. So Lindsey Green and Annalyn Birch will be back with us again today. We'll look forward to that conversation. Open line in the meantime, here again at 442-8255 on TalkBack. So Caitlin Clark was the first pick in the WNBA draft last night.
Yes, she was. So she's going to the Indiana Fever.
The Fever.
Angel Reese, I think, went seventh to Chicago Sky, and they'll be division rivals.
They will, and I saw the Sky also got that big player from South Carolina. So they're going to have a tough front line, it looks like.
On yes, that they are.
So Caitlin Clark has to be excited. Her rookie contract will total 4 years for $338,000.
So. She's doing fine with the endorsements. Yeah. That's her side hustle. She's making money as a celebrity right now.
I mean, you've heard some people talk about how underpaid the WNBA players are, but that's going to be reflective of the revenue you generate.
No doubt. Now,
you know, and there have been some WNBA players that have thrown shade at her during the tournament. I don't know why. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. Why it is women have to tear down women. You know, just let the guys do that. I'm just kidding. But I think what you're going to see with the WNBA now is the Caitlin Clark effect, which is people loved watching her so much in college. I mean, who was watching Iowa basketball nationally before this?
Nobody. They weren't even on the radar screen of one of the more familiar teams to people that enjoy that sport. I mean, they weren't Stanford or even right. Louisiana Tech or Tennessee or UConn. So, yeah, nobody was paying attention to Iowa.
So what I think you're going to see happen is, lo and behold, people are going to be watching WNBA games, mostly the Fever. And the only way you can cure fever is with more cowbell or Caitlin Clark. So if I'm a WNBA player, why would I hate on her when I might think, you know what? If she becomes the person who brings more eyeballs to our league and puts more butts in the seat, guess what? Maybe I'll actually make more than $85,000 or $90,000 a year. Which, that's the whole reason Brittany Griner was playing basketball in Russia, is in the WNBA offseason, a lot of these players go overseas and make as much or more money doing it that way. So,
yes, it'll be interesting. Of course, it'll be interesting to see how Caitlin Clark performs in the NBA. And that was one of the reasons she decided not to stay a fifth year, which this is the last year of all the COVID,
yes,
you know, eligibilities where they could stay for an eternity in college. You know, she opted out. You know, she's been there 4 years because she wants to see how she performs on a stage that's bigger and more challenging. And, you know, those are going to be different athletes, you know, well, I mean, fit, muscular, and so it'll be interesting to see how she performs. If she has a off rookie season, well, then, you know, the WNBA may not benefit from her.
Right, but I think they will greatly.
I think they will, and I tell you what, it'll be interesting to see how ticket prices, especially for the Fever versus Sky games.
Oh, yeah.
Where you've got that storied rivalry, even though both Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark say there's no rivalry, it's nothing but respect. But just knowing that they would be on the floor against each other again, those ticket prices, I suspect, will go up.
Yeah, I would think so.
I would go see that game live. It'd be great.
Yeah, Yeah. So WNBA might have more than one fan at a game.
I'm going to make you come over to my house and watch a game now.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I'm prepared for that just yet. I might just watch the highlights, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see. So, anyway, also in sports, it was Jackie Robinson Day yesterday. So it's cool to watch, and you see all the major league players wearing the number 42.
Very cool.
Although it's confusing. I was listening to Bob Uecker on the radio before I got home to watch it on TV, and he was having a hard time identifying players. Because normally, you know, you're going to go by their jersey number. But when they're all wearing 42, now what do you do?
So. Yeah, because you've kind of got that, I'm sure, as a sportscaster. You know, I mean, you've kind of got those numbers and those names committed to memory.
Right,
and so it's
right.
You're not digesting it on a position basis. And
yeah,
it has to be a little tricky.
But such a great way to honor him. And I saw Jackie Robinson's widow, Rachel, was at the Mets game last night. She's 101 years old.
I was going to say, how old is she? I'm surprised she's still living.
Yeah.
I was
reading an interesting story that when the Robinsons were trying to get a home in New York in more of like a white neighborhood, they weren't able to, they tried to get a house, but then for some reason they couldn't get it. So they ended up staying in a home owned by, Carly Simon. So
really?
Yeah. Carly Simon let them stay in her home. So that was kind of a cool
story.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah. And another story I saw, Buck O'Neill, a clip on Twitter, was talking about when they would travel, when Jackie was for a short time playing in the Negro Leagues, and he was on Buck O'Neill's team, and they had a big game, packed the stands, and they were getting ready to head on the road, and they stopped at a gas station with their bus to gas up. And this is actually a scene they have in the movie 42, but apparently this happened when he was in the Negro Leagues, not so much in the minor leagues. But Jackie was not used to segregation because he grew up in California. So he starts to head to the bathroom while they're gassing up, and the gas station owner's like, "Hey, boy, where are you going? Where do you think you're going?" He's like, "Use the bathroom." He goes, "You know, so-and-sos aren't allowed." So Jackie was like, "Okay, take the nozzle out of our gas tank." And he said they had like 2 50-gallon gas tanks on this bus or whatever it was. So pretty significant amount of money. He goes, "We're going to get gas somewhere else." And the guy was like, "All right, you can use it, but don't take too long." But they never went back to that gas station after that. So they would only go to ones that they knew where they could use the facility. So crazy to think that's where we were, you know, 70 or so years ago.
Very sad.
Yeah, yeah. But what a great legacy he left just by the greatness with which he performed. And so that's always one of my favorite days for Major League Baseball. There's something else going on in sports. I was trying to remember. I know the Pelicans play tonight. They're in the playoff game against the Lakers. So it'll be 5-on-8. You know the Lakers are going to get all the calls. No way that the NBA doesn't want the Lakers to win that play-in game. And it's I'm sure, frustrating for Pelicans fans because they shouldn't have been in this position. They really controlled a lot more of their destiny to not have to be a play-in seed. But, you know, it is what it is. So hopefully they can pull it out here tonight.
We shall see.
Yeah, we shall see. But a lot to get to today. And we'll jump into a variety of topics with you. So, again, 442-8255 is our number. We'll take a break and come back with more.
KSYL.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Bank of America net income topped analyst estimates in the first quarter. The bank made almost $6.7 billion over the three-month period. Revenue from equities trading jumped 15%. Meanwhile, Morgan Stanley earnings and net revenue beat what Wall Street was expecting. Shares of both companies were moving higher ahead of the opening bell. Boeing is recommending that operators of its 787 Dreamliner inspect a nose component that helps maintain cabin pressure, but the company's engine engineers said the issues have nothing to do with recent claims by a whistleblower. Last week, an engineer sounded the alarm on what he said were shortcuts taken during 787 assembly work. The company denies his claims, but Boeing faces mounting scrutiny of its manufacturing quality. Its safety culture will be the subject of congressional hearings this week. Futures have turned higher this morning after stocks slid to start the week on Wall Street. The broader market fell just over 1%. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
Hope can strengthen. Hope can encourage. Hope can empower. Together, we can
educate, encourage, empower.
Be the change.
Change a child's tomorrow and volunteer as a CASA today. Be the change for children in foster care and help change despair into hope. Volunteer trainings are going on now and will continue throughout the year. Find out more and apply today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678. Don't wait to choose to be the safe adult and constant support in a child's life. This project was supported by subgrant number 7137, awarded by the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement through the Office of Victims of Crime, Office of Justice Programs. Start making a difference today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678.
Talkback is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. The best of Talkback is back Saturday mornings 8 to 10 right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back here on Talkback. Here on your Tuesday morning, Al Quartermont and Sandra McQuain. Headline in the AP that I saw this morning that I'd kind of like to get our audience thoughts on this story. So the headline, New Orleans shooting that killed one, injured 11. You might have heard of that over the weekend. Renews calls for changes to new concealed carry law. Talk about conflating two issues. This is written by Kevin McGill. And if you hadn't heard the story, it was a shooting outside a New Orleans nightclub over the weekend, left a woman dead and 11 other people wounded. And the story says it's prompting renewed calls for changes to a pending Louisiana law allowing concealed carry of a handgun without a permit. The shooting took place late Sunday in the city's warehouse district, an area of apartments, office buildings, restaurants, and bars. Witnesses told local news outlets the gunfire sparked chaos as patrons of Republic NOLA fled. Right now, no arrests have been made. City officials did have a news conference yesterday, and they were talking about it's very preliminary right now. But they, during the news conference, claimed that stats show violent crime and homicide rates are declining in this city. But this shooting and last week's killing of a security guard in a bar in another part of the city have put violent crime back in the spotlight in the tourism-dependent city. The police superintendent, Ann Kirkpatrick, said legislators should exempt New Orleans from the no-permit carry law, which takes effect July 4. Failing that, she said the city's major entertainment areas, such as the French Quarter and Warehouse District, should be carved out of the law. It wasn't thought through, Kirkpatrick said, of the law passed during the special session in January and signed by Jeff Landry, the new governor. Police and Democrats have said the law will increase danger by letting people untrained in firearm use carry concealed weapons. They also say it will make law enforcement more difficult by eliminating a possible cause for stopping and searching people instead of carrying guns in crowds. The new legislation makes Louisiana the 28th state with such a law. Republican State Senator Blake Miguez, who sponsored the legislation, rejected calls for carve-outs in January, says the measure is needed to protect Second Amendment rights. Miguez and other Republicans, according to the story, argue that criminals ignore gun requirements and that law-abiding citizens should be allowed to carry concealed weapons without a permit to protect themselves. So, like I said, I feel like this is conflating two issues. One is the issue of constitutional carry or permitless carry, which I do think is a Second Amendment right. The other is violence. That people choose to do violence, and sometimes they use guns to do that. And I think Miguez is exactly right. even if that section were carved out, would that have stopped this incident? I doubt it. And that's the thing is, you know, we know what's really behind a lot of these shootings. It is a propensity for violence. It is evil, wicked hearts. So like everything else in the Democratic playbook, you always punish the law keepers for what the law breakers do. So what are your thoughts?
I'm with you. I'm not sure what one has to do with the other, because if you know, of course, the law hasn't even gone into effect yet. Would that have changed the outcome of this crime? Would police, are police saying, oh, we were in the vicinity and we couldn't search the person because of the new law? No, they don't even know who committed the crime yet. I don't understand how the two issues are linked, but clearly New Orleans, I mean, I can see why the reporter took this angle, because it's city officials that are raising it.
Right, right.
It wasn't something he went down and inferred.
Yeah.
On his own.
But I mean,
guess
you kind of
challenge city officials about, well, how are you drawing the correlation?
Right, right, exactly. But that's my point, is that you knew the first time something happened, it was going to go this way. Now, I'm pretty sure in Chicago they don't have open carry, but they had a huge shooting there this weekend too. Why? Gang violence, continued bad behavior in cities where they have not cracked down on the actual criminals to put them away in jail for a long time when they commit other crimes, which I guarantee you they will probably find when they find these shooters, we're guilty of having done before. But we're told again and again, we can't put people in jail because that is whatever, discriminatory or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is why you have so much crime, because you have criminals out on the streets who, if they're not going to keep the law, should be in jail. And I know it sounds cold and heartless, but I don't care if you have to build more jails. If you're going to have people that are persistent in being habitual criminals committing crime that hurt other people, they need to be in jail. Because when they're not, this is ultimately what happens. Again, we're always so quick to blame the guns, and now it's going to be because of this law. But I maintain that the issue is not changing, which is people who just are not law-abiding citizens and have no respect for other lives and try to settle their issues, whatever they might be, through using weapons. So those are my thoughts.
I agree with you. I mean, this law has nothing to do with the actions of the individual that committed the crime.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I was saying.
And it'll be interesting to see if they ever figure out who this perpetrator is. What is his criminal or her criminal record?
Yeah. Right. And you're seeing this in other situations. The police officer in New York that was killed a couple weeks ago, for example. Two career criminals. Two people that should not have been on the streets. And you just see this over and over and over and over and over. And in cities that have soft on crime, district attorneys have turned their cities into hell holes because they will not prosecute people that are breaking the law, who deserve to be in jail. They do. That's the bottom line. If you're going to commit crimes, you deserve to go to jail. I don't know why we make this so complicated.
Especially violent crimes with a gun.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. The reason people don't understand what is plain to us and to you and to me and to Sandra and most of your listeners is that they're bombarded with a barrage of a contradicting message. The FBI crime statistics are clear, but people misuse statistics in that they'll talk about guns or gun violence, and they never call out. We take stats too readily, and we're too trusting. If you call out gang violence, if you call out suicides, which are things, you know, we can't can't control suicides, then our gun number, our gun crimes drop to almost nothing. The media is they make it a point to conflate numbers and to hide the truth by putting out false statistics. There's a little book that was written in the 1950s called How to Lie with Statistics, and it is one of the greatest little books I've ever read. It shows you how you can totally lead someone to a false conclusion by the misapplication of statistics. Statistical data is very important, and it is a great tool when looking for the truth. But the people in our media aren't looking for the truth. They're looking for a reason to promote an agenda, an ideology. And so that will never stop. I listened to a podcast last week on the Federalist, and they interviewed a man who traced back our leftist ideology in intelligentsia and in our universities to when we began to try to have a PhD programs here. Columbia and John Hopkins sent people to Germany. At the time, Germany was the main country granting PhDs, and they wanted to jumpstart our PhD program. So they went and they learned. But the problem was, every field of academic study, whether it was law or medicine or education, they all came back with this leftist ideology that was collectivistic in its origin. And it was called National Socialism. Now, at that time, in the late 1800s, it had a tinge, but it didn't have the tinge it had after the National Socialist became the Nazi Party. And so they had to change it. So they changed it to progressivism. Mm-hmm. And we just swallowed it. So every story y'all have, it all comes back to this. And until we realize that and start calling out people in the open, you know, we're very nice because of our Christian heritage. We are taught to be polite and nice to people, and so we don't want to say, "Hey, what you're saying is not only not true, but it's causing a whole lot of other untruths to be promulgated and accepted, and then it's causing the loss of lives." Because all these people dying in Chicago, you know, in a city that is run totally by leftist ideology.
Yep.
Man, can you imagine what it would be like to see your kids living in? I mean, it breaks my heart. Yeah. But nobody cares about those people dying because it doesn't fit the narrative. So I didn't mean to take so long, but I saw that in light of what I had listened to last week, and I just wanted to come in and speak a little bit. So y'all have a great day.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Yeah, in Chicago, when they had their mayoral election last year, one of the Democratic candidates actually pledged to be tough on crime, and he lost to the uber leftist Brandon Johnson, who's a nut job, who's a... And we give these people the keys to the cities and then wonder why they're hellholes, because they run them this way. So, anyway, point made. We're going to take a break, come back with some more, including more of your calls.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Dentures. Can't live with them? And you definitely can't live without them. But what if I told you there's a better way? Today's Dental in Pineville is here to revolutionize your smile. Say goodbye to old-fashioned adhesives and endless appointments. They've made getting implants incredibly simple, low anxiety, and affordable for everyone. Picture this. In-office IV sedation administered by a highly skilled, certified nurse and anesthetist, making the procedure low anxiety and stress-free. And the best part? Their multiple finance options make implants truly affordable. Don't wait. If you're ready to replace those old-timey dentures with permanent implants, call Today's Dental on Highway 28 East in Pineville at 448-4540. It's a general dental facility owned by Dr. Jonas Goche. That's 448-4540. Your perfect smile is just a call away. Today's Dental, because you deserve the best.
LA-22-13409. Offices in Alexandria and Marksville. Results may vary.
How much is your case worth? May take months or even years to determine. The attorney you hire can make a big difference, too. I'm Brian Kubero, and one thing I do know is one little mistake can cost you, which is why nothing is more important than doing it right. Call me, Brian Kubero, at 253-0900 or visit doitright.com.
Dino and my Say's peeps, what brings y'all by?
Rich, you're not going to believe this, but it almost slipped by us without realizing.
Oh, we knew. It's just that he conveniently forgot.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought. It's a man thing.
I thought he was different.
Oh, he's different, all right.
Y'all stop and let the man tell everybody what's going on.
Thank goodness. Us guys got to stick together.
Tell everybody what you forgot.
It's Say's Office Supplies 25th anniversary. 25 years. Can you believe it? Believe it, and we're gonna celebrate big.
How?
Just sign up for emails, and when you do, we'll put your name in the hat for our awesome monthly anniversary giveaway.
How's somebody gonna know what they'll get if they win?
Each month, we'll spotlight a fabulous gift on our website, then starting in May, we'll draw on the 15th of every month. Check out our website for all the details.
All right, y'all get out of here. I need to go to saysoffice.com and get signed up.
You get it all at Say's.
Talkback is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. Now let's get back to Talkback on KSYL 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
All right, we are back here on this Tuesday. So kind of playing off what we talked about in the last segment, the shootings down in New Orleans and the suggestion that maybe the no permit law could play a factor. But here's the point again I'm making is that when you have people that are purely and simply criminals, you're just going to have these kinds of things. And so I was clicking through Rapides Parish Journal, and Jim Butler has an article up, the headline, One Brother Captured and Charged for Pre-Dawn Easter Sling in Alexandria. Allegedly, whatever the circumstances, those involved weren't planning an egg hunt. So, 49-year-old Jesse Tatum III was shot and subsequently died in a 3 a.m. Easter dispute on Piscata Street in Alexandria. One of his alleged killers, Shaheem White, was captured Friday in North Carolina, according to APD. Still large is the other suspect, Jarvis Dante White. Both brothers are accused of second-degree murder, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and illegal use of weapons. So this is my point. You can't blame the open carry law when the laws that these criminals break anyway, they're going to break no matter how many laws you have. Here's these two dudes who shouldn't have even had weapons, but did, and are now accused of a second-degree murder. Butler points out that last spring, Shaheem was booked on charges of illegally handling a machine gun, aggravated resisting with force of violence and firearm possession by a convicted felon, was released in September. Why released is my point. So you released this dude, and now there's a person that's dead. Back in October 2020, he was accused of armed robbery and attempted first-degree murder and was in custody until April 2022. The older suspect was charged in a different incident with attempted second-degree murder in July of 2020 and allegedly violated probation in November 21, committed felony battery in January 22, and was booked on 7 counts of possession with intent to distribute and resisting in September that year. His most recent arrest was February 23rd this year, accused of assault, criminal damage, and resisting. Why are people like these out on our streets? And then we wonder why people end up dead. Oh, but we put too many people in jail in Louisiana. Right, because we have so many criminals here. And if you get them off the street, maybe you wouldn't have so much crime. I mean, why is this so complicated? Because we make it about race. Honestly. That's what a lot of it is. It shouldn't be about race. It should be what you do, what your character is. And if we need to build more jails, then build them to keep people safe. I just don't get this. This is what they've done in El Salvador. Guess what? They got a new president. He arrested every single criminal that they could find and put him in jail. And guess what? Their murder rate has almost gone away completely. Imagine that. In Venezuela, their crime rate has gone down. You know why? They emptied their jails and sent them here. So, and now we're going to... But I mean, how many times do you see these people are out when they should be in jail. They don't even get slaps on the wrists. They get high fives and get back out there and get to work.
So on this particular case, I wonder if our district attorney's going to issue a comment.
I don't know.
Because we certainly, it gives the appearance of a revolving door.
Well, look, if you talk with local law enforcement or people that have worked in it, that's what they tell you. They arrest somebody one day and they see them on the street the next. So why would you even feel like doing your job, you know? Anyway, just kind of got my goat this morning. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, you're on Talkback.
Well, it got mine, too. I was just hollering amen to hear everything you said. But I was burned yesterday when I had on the television, and this Palestinian was at a microphone screaming that in her country, of course she's here, they believed in beheading. And she hoped that someone would bring the guillotine over here and she'd cut off the head of every effing American here.
Yeah, I saw that. It was, at a California council meeting.
And she was so brazen. If she likes her country, why in the Sam Hill doesn't she go back there and stay there? I mean, this is America. If they don't like it, haul their body. And if they think they're going to kill all the Americans, what are they going to have left over here? Just what they came from, what they're trying to make it. They're trying to make us into their country. If they can't pledge allegiance to the American flag and burn their flag, then go home and stay there. And don't come over here to make money and sell drugs and send it back to your country. I mean, this is ridiculous what we're doing. We have to be crazy for putting up with politicians that think this is okay. And I don't understand how Schumer still has his job. I cannot believe people like him telling Israel who to elect, and some people elected him. Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous. And then Biden telling Netanyahu, who has more brain in his little finger than Biden could carry in a bucket.
Yep.
I just don't believe. I saw Biden yesterday afternoon in a little quip, and he cannot make an intelligent paragraph when he's talking to other people. I mean, the way he talked, the little bitty phrases were so inappropriate. I just can't believe that people want to elect him to run a country. I mean, come on. What's wrong with these people? I mean, you can only take this stuff so far. It is just ridiculous what we're putting up with. And our courts turning these people loose. They need to be locked up and thrown the key away. I mean, we have to feed these people? Oh, no. And what they're doing to Trump is just obscene. Why he couldn't get an independent place to hold this kangaroo court.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not democracy. It's insanity in its worst phrase.
Yeah.
But I have ranted enough right behind you, but I agree. I mean, why aren't these people locked up and thrown the key away? Why do we have to feed them and furnish them a library and a place to work out to make their muscles bigger? This is just crazy. This is crazy. It's obscene for our American forefathers to even have a glimpse of things going on like this. It was never intended.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
You can get your blood pressure down.
I'll try to do that. All right. Thank you so much. It's cathartic.
And so well spoken.
Yes, very well spoken. And she's right. This Trump trial is an absolute joke.
Oh,
there's no way he's going to get an impartial jury.
They couldn't even. They had to dismiss half of the jurors yesterday. I wouldn't want to be on that jury.
No, I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't want that stress and pressure and scrutiny. Yeah. No way.
But in Biden's America, this is what happens. We're becoming a banana republic. So it's
awful.
Yep. All right, we need to take a break. Come back with more calls.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Are you ready to experience automotive luxury? Look no further than Walker Mercedes-Benz and BMW. From the Mercedes-Benz C-Class to the luxurious GLS SUV, indulge in comfort and sophistication. Or unleash the thrill of the road with BMW, renowned for its beauty and performance. Whether it's the 3 Series or the X5, every BMW embodies the ultimate driving experience. Visit Walker on Coliseum Boulevard or browse online at walkerautomotive.com for your dream car experience.
In Senlaw, keeping your lawn looking great can be a real challenge. And that's why folks have been choosing our locally owned and operated company, Promo Fencing and Lawn Care. Promo can also be your local choice for fence installation and new landscape installs. And they're real pros about it, too, offering free estimates and financing for those bigger jobs, residential or commercial. Bring your vision to life with Promo Fencing and Lawn Care. Call 318-452-6265.
Listen to the all-new Louisiana Central Industry Update with Leif Jones every other Wednesday morning on KSYL Talk Radio 970 AM. Louisiana Central works to ensure our region continues to grow into a uniquely creative, inclusive, and entrepreneurial place. They'll be keeping you informed on the progress and taking your calls and suggestions. That's the Louisiana Central Industry Update every other Wednesday morning on KSYL Talk Radio 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and KSYL.com.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. Let's get back to the show. It's TalkBack on KSYL.
All right, let's go back to phone calls. Good morning. Thanks for waiting. You're on TalkBack.
Hey, I wish y'all would have callers and a host who would actually state their opinion.
Yeah, you know, we kind of ride the fence here.
Hey, I know it would help if we were to start in the classroom and criminals and everything, if we were to show Mr. Rogers episodes.
I mean, you know, you say that, but let's face it, anybody who's grown up into a life of crime clearly probably had a pretty awful childhood and things that contributed to their delinquency, but it's still no excuse. And, you know, sadly, that is the reality of living in a fallen world, is that you're going to have people who become criminals, and there's a place for those people. It's called jail. It's called prison.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes those people get it figured out when they are there, and that's great. I mean, I'm all about redemption. Even the worst people, you know, if they find Christ, they might turn out to be very good citizens at that point. And a lot of times you hear those stories of people that, you know, get life sentences and then they come to the Lord while they're in jail and they do what they can to make their life of value while they're there. Some even contribute in prison ministries and things like that. So, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, you just put them in prison in a dark hole somewhere, but the problem in America right now is that there is not enough deterrent against crime because of the soft on crime policies that have come from the extreme left. And it is making a mockery of law and order. Now we're making a mockery of the judicial system. So people are losing confidence in all the institutions, and it's just very sad to watch.
Yeah, well, hopefully it get fixed. I know you're representing people who turned to Christ and everything. There's this one guy I know. He was at Angola, and he became like a church run by just the inmates, and he ended up getting out of Angola, and now he's going around and sharing the gospel and everything. He's had reconciliation with his children and gotten remarried. Right. There are those kind of success stories.
Of course
there are. I love to see a lot more like that. It's you just got to kind of break the cycle. And
but when you have like the story we were talking about, where these dudes, you know, several times in the last few years, There's no sorrow for what they've done. There's no commitment to, I want to change and be a better person. It's, you know, they respect the law even less because they know nothing's ultimately going to be done to them. So,
yeah. Well, send them all to make them sit through an entire season of Oakland A's baseball.
That would be punishment.
That may cure it all.
Actually, the A's are playing well. They're not a bad team. They just have a horrific owner. So
yeah, that's a punishment, just having to sit through the entire thing, or maybe being employed by the owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right, man. Have a good one. We'll get another call in here. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Good morning. How you fellas doing, ladies and gentlemen, doing this morning?
Us fellas and ladies and gentlemen are doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Everybody's good. You know, the killing part about all these guys loose, you know, is this taxpayers have to pay for the lawyers to get them out, too. That's really bad. That's really why it ain't going to cost them nothing to get out of jail. Just we're going to pay for it. So.
Yep. Absolutely.
It just ain't right. But anyway, y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right.
So before we go to break, Mayor Jacques Roy has returned a city council-approved supplemental reapportionment ordinance to the legislative body without comment. Once proper legal time lapses, it will become city law, and districts 2, 3, and 4 boundaries will change. However, there is a proposed resolution on today's council meeting agenda which would seek to request an attorney general's opinion on whether the reapportionment was proper. Again, thank you, Jim Butler and Rapides Parish Journal. So after all this, now we're not sure we did the right thing.
Yes.
What is happening?
Yes, but at least we've got our priorities straight. Let's focus on that and not crime.
Goodness. All right, we got more coming up. CLTCC will be here with our Workforce Wednesday on a Tuesday that was delayed from last Wednesday because of the weather. Hope you understand that.
You've been listening to Talk Back. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers, and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria. It's 8 o'clock.